first and second text of the fourth chapter of the sixth canto. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Uzroci njihove pojave. Drišta, materialna vizija, smrti i sečanje. Sampramošat, zbog uništenja. Ja, koji, svevišnji gospodin. I ja te, opaža se, kevala ja, duhovni, svasamstahaja, njegov izvorni oblik, hamsaja, vrhunski čistom, tasmaj, njemu, suči sadmane, ko se spozne samo u čistom stanju duhovnog postojanja. Nama, odajem svoje ponizno poštovanje. Prevod. Kada se svjesnost osobe potpuno pričisti od grube i suptilne zagađenosti materijalnog postojanja i nije uznemirena kao u stanjima djelovanja i sanjanja i kada um nije neaktivan kao u sušupti, dubokom snu, osoba dolazi na nivo transa. Tada njena materijalna vizija i sjećanje umu, koji manifestuje imena i oblike, bivaju uništeni. Samo takvom transu se razotkriva svevišna božanska ličnost. Odajem stoga svoje ponizno poštovanje svevišne božanske ličnosti, koje se može vidjeti u tom nezagađenom transcendentalnom stanju. Smisao? Komentar. Postoji dva nivova spoznaje Boga. Jedan se naziva sugjeja, ili veoma lako shvatljiv, uglavnom umnom spekulacijom, a drugi durgjeja, ili shvatljiv samo uz teškoće. Smatra se da su spoznaje paramatne brahmana sugjejam, ali spoznaje sve više božanske ličnosti su durgjejam. Kao što je ovdje upisano, osoba dostiže krajnu spoznaju božanske ličnosti kada napusti sve delatnosti uma, mišljenje, osjećanje i htjenje, ili drugim rečima, kada prestane umna spekulacija. Ova transcendentalna spoznaja je iznad sušupti, dubokog sna. U grubom uslovljenom stanju stvari upažamo kao materijalno iskustvo sjećanje, ali u suptilnom stanu sve to pažemo u snovima. Proces opažena obuhvata sjećanje i postoji i u suptilnom obliku. Iznad grubog iskustva i snova je sušupti, duboki san. A kada osoba dođe na potpuno duhovni nivo, nadisavši duboki san, dostiže trans, višuda satvu ili vasudeva satvu, u kojoj se razotkriva božanska ličnost. Atakšti Krišna namadina bavet grahyam indriyaih. Se dok smo utemeljeni u dvostranosti na čulnom nivou, grubom ili suptinom, spozna izvorne božanske ličnosti je nemoguća. Se on muke hijjivadu svajam eva spurati jadah. Ali kada zakupimo svoje čula služenog gospodina, posebno kad svoj jezik zakupimo pjevanjem Hare Krishna mantre i kušenjem samo Krišnine prasade sa duhom služenja, svevišnja božanska ličnost se razotkriva. Na to se u ovom stihu ukazuje rečju suči sadmane. Suči znači pričišćen, zahvaljujući duhu služina sa svojim čulima, čitavo naše postojanje postoji suči sadma, nivo nezagađene čistoće. Dakša stoga odaje ponizno poštovanje svevišnje božanske ličnosti koja se razotkriva na nivou suči sadme. U vezi s tim, Čile Višvanača Kravati Takura navodi sljedeću molitvu Brahme iz Šrimad Bhagavatama. 10.14.6. Tatapi Buma Mahima Gunasya Tevi Bodum Aratya Amarantar Atmabih. O gospodine moj, onaj čije se srce potpuno pročistilo, može shvatiti transcendentalne oblike tvog gospodstva i veličinu tvog djelatnosti.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very nice text. Very difficult text also. Mm. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Semata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. In this verse we hear when or in what kind of consciousness Krishna can be recognized or realized. Usually there are three states of material consciousness. One is the wakeful state of consciousness. The second is the dreaming state of consciousness. And the third, the deep sleep consciousness. Krishna cannot be realized in these three states of consciousness because he is beyond the reach of the mind. However, Krishna can be realized on the Vishuddha Sattva state or Vasudeva state, which transcends even Sushupti or deep sleep. It is a spiritual state of consciousness where the devotee is totally free from the mental images which usually move about in our heads. It is not easy to come to this state of consciousness, and therefore the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here in the purport described to be dur gyam, that is very difficult to understand. Once the great saint Durvasa Muni went to the spiritual world where he saw little Krishna playing on the bank of the Yamuna. He sat in deep meditation to find out whether or not this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he was meditating, all of a sudden Krishna just jumped on his lap and dragged his beard. So he was sure, this cannot be God. Impossible. And at this moment Krishna looked into his eyes, he smiled, he opened his mouth and swallowed Durvasa Muni. not because Krishna became a meat eater, but because he wanted to show Dobhasa Muni that with mental speculation or jnana, you cannot know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dobhasa Muni found himself in the body of the Supreme, he was no longer in the near the Yamuna, but he found himself in a beautiful countryside. In other words, he woke up in Krishna, but didn't see the human entrails like a stomach or whatever. No, he found himself in the most enchanting landscape you can imagine. So he was interested, wow, let me get out of this boy again, and then I will think again about who he is. So he started to walk. 1 hour passed. He started to continue to walk. 2 hours passed. 3 hours passed. 4 hours passed. A day passed. He was still walking and could not come to the granitsas of this form. He continued to walk for many years, for thousands of years, could not reach the borders. All of a sudden, he saw how water was coming. He understood these must be the waters of dissolution. So he, in order to escape the waters which were spreading, he was moving to a mountain. But the water still began to rise, and to escape, he went to the highest mountain in this area. Still the water was coming. Then by meditation, he, you could say, he dematerialized and appeared in a higher planetary system, but still the water was coming. And still he was not out of the form of God. This was very mysterious. Finally, when he was still trying to escape the waters, he felt as if he was spit out. And he landed and looked. There was the little Krishna who smiled at him. No, he didn't do like this. This is very uncultured. He just smiled at him. And Dobhasa Muni then understood, oh yeah, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He just has shown me that he is beyond material limitations. And he began to offer beautiful prayers, where he glorified the Lord's beautiful face and his smiles which he sends towards his devotees and so on. He became a personalist, admirer of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, so you can see Krishna showed Dobhasa Muni that he cannot be understood by mental gymnastics. He cannot be understood on the mental platform. Srila Prabhupada discusses here in the purport of this verse, a verse, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. It means that the Lord is not perceivable to the grubi, the gross material senses. He just, these senses cannot understand him. There was a little earlier, a very interesting verse, Udata, please go back to 24. It says, as the sense objects, form, taste, touch, smell and sound, cannot understand how the senses perceive them, so the conditioned soul, although residing in his body along with the super soul, cannot understand how the supreme spiritual person, the master of the material creation, directs his senses. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that supreme person who is the supreme controller. I find this example always very nice. Your hand, which is one of the external senses, will never be able to understand the sense objects, like for instance this microphone, which is directly before me as a form, will never be able to understand how I see it. You follow? The microphone won't get back to me and say, don't look so much at me. I feel so nervous and so irritated. Just look somewhere else, Sachinandan Swami. Otherwise, I run away. That doesn't happen. Form, or you say, when we smell, can we smell something here? A little bit incense, isn't it? The incense smell can't say, don't be so uncultured, Sachinandan Swami, to just sniff me up. There's never the case that the sense objects can understand how the senses perceive them. So we can never understand how Krishna sees us. Krishna sees Udata, now who concentrates to make a good translation. Krishna sees our talented flute player and saxophone player who struggles with his mind to concentrate on the lecture. As an example, Krishna sees Nandi Mukhi, who's still a little tired from last evening. Yes, Krishna will see you during breakfast, Bhakta so and so, how you eat too much. Toito? Krishna sees everything. But we can never understand how Krishna perceives everything, our most private thoughts, which we will not even admit to our best friend. Krishna sees it. Krishna sees what you do throughout the days and throughout the nights. And just like you cannot understand how Krishna sees you, you can also not understand how Krishna directs you. How Krishna, he says in the Gita that it is he who directs the wanderings of all living entities. See, sometimes it happens when you give lectures that all of a sudden a devotee jumps up and runs to the kitchen. Oh, I forgot to take the milk out from the stove. Oh, look at this. Now everything is burnt here. You know, how did he get the idea to jump up? Or how does someone get an idea to move to another place? It's Krishna who directs him, but we don't understand. We don't understand how Krishna sees us and how Krishna, as a super soul, directs our ways according to our karma. Sometimes haven't you had the experience that you say, why did I do this? Yes? Or why did I say this nonsense thing? Why didn't I just bite my tongue? This is how you say it in American English. To bite one's tongue means you want to say it, but you understand it's really not appropriate. So you stop your tongue from saying that particular inappropriate sentence or statement. So you ask yourself, why did I do this? Why did I go there? Sometimes married people ask, why did I have to marry? It was such a mistake. Why didn't I listen to the Bhagavatam class? Well, Krishna in the heart was moving you to do this because he has his reasons. He wanted you to make an experience, maybe. He wanted you to learn something. He saw something was necessary for you to do, and then to get a appropriate reaction, etc. Krishna, in other words, sees your desires which are still in the heart, and he fulfills these desires, these secret desires which are very deep, which are maybe necessary to fulfill. Why maybe they are necessary to fulfill, so that you learn to become detached of the world. Krishna is helping you in this world. You cannot even eat a piece of bread if Krishna wouldn't direct the arm to go like a big crane. Voretsky, KJ. Krishna is in the super soul. He's the director of our body, so that we can take the Bletsky and try to enjoy. So, that is the Lord whom we worship. Now, remember, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult. Paramatma realization is described already to be difficult. It is said, just like the sense objects cannot understand how the senses perceive them, the conditioned soul cannot understand how the Lord, the super soul, always sees them. It's difficult, but more difficult than Paramatma realization is to understand Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Very, very difficult. It's extremely difficult to understand. And if you want to understand him, you will definitely have to give your best in this life. Don't be satisfied with just doing something good. You have to give the best for Krishna. Only then you will be able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the best which you can have? It is your full surrender. Krishna, here I am. I'm doing this. Now, I remember a very interesting conversation with Srila Prabhupada, which I read just yesterday. Prabhupada said, if you want to become Krishna consciousness, you cannot give a half-hearted endeavor. It's just like if you want to cook, you cannot cook with the smoke. and put the pot in the smoke and then hope it will boil your milk and your your sabji. You can have the pot for thousands of years in the smoke. It will just smell in the end rotten, the sabjis. So if you want to cook it, you have to bring it to the flame. And in order to illustrate this point, he made a very interesting, he told a very interesting story, which is a typical Srila Prabhupada story. It is very intellectual. Let me say, it's you really have to concentrate to understand it. So this morning you can see if you can understand it. I hope so. I will make it as easy as possible. Once there was a rich man, Prabhupada said, who was just very, very rich. And he was so rich he did not really know what he should do with his money or with his time. So it so happened that a poor yogi came to this rich man, and the rich man said, "Oh, what can you do? What are your yogic abilities?" He wanted to have some entertainment. And the yogi said, it was cold, it was January, "I can stay a whole night in the water and not feel the cold." "Oh," said the rich man, "if you can do this for me, I will give you money." So the poor yogi went into this cold water. Don't think India doesn't become cold. It's very cold. And mostly there are no heating, there is no heating system, so that makes it very cold also. So he was there in the water, our yogi, just lying there the whole night. In the morning the rich man came and saw him in the water and knew, "Now I have to give him money." But he did not want to do this. Rich men sometimes are very miserly. He just didn't want to give the money. He asked his friend, what can I say that I don't have to give the money?" And the rich man thought for a moment. Then, you know, the sun was just rising. You could see in the distance, you could see in the distance fire burning. The rich man and the man said, "Oh, you just tell him that he cheated you. He took the heat of that fire which is burning to stay warm in the water." What do you think? Is it possible to stay warm in the water by just taking some heat, which is 3 kilometers away, some fire? No. So the yogi felt very disappointed, and he went to the personal servant of this rich man and said, "My dear, this your master has cheated me. He has given this reason so that he doesn't need to pay. What should be done now?" "Oh," said the servant, "don't worry. I will take care of this." So the next morning, the rich man needed to go somewhere on some urgent business. And he sent a man to his servant and said, "Come, we need to go in a few minutes." So the servant gave back a message and said, "Yeah, I will come, but my rice is almost ready, cooked. I will just wait until it is cooked, and I will eat something to have some strength, and then I will go with you the whole day. 10 minutes passed, and the rich man was growing a little bit impatient, and he again sent a man. Please come now. Well, the rice is not yet totally cooked. Just wait until it is totally cooked in a minute or so. After another 15 minutes, the rich man again sent a message. What are you doing? We have to really leave now. The message came back from his servant. Well, the rice is not yet totally cooked. Just wait a little bit more. So the rich man was finally getting so impatient, he personally came to his servant, and there he saw how he was cooking the rice. He saw, you know, the rich man, the servant had taken 3 poles like this, chick, and a third, chick, and the rice pot was hanging about here. The fire was here. And he said, what are you doing? This is not how you can cook your rice. Well, said the servant, if it is possible for the yogi to be warm with the flame 3 kilometers away from him, it is certainly possible for the rice to cook with the flame just being 1 meter away from him. It is certainly possible. I'm waiting until the rice is cooked. Oh, said the rich man, I'm sorry. And he went to the yogi and gave him his money. So the point here is that you have to be, you have to give your best. Don't stay in the smoky area. But go into the fire. Give your best. The fire of surrender. Now, this obviously means that you have to become sincere in Krishna consciousness. I have often thought about what it means to be sincere. And I remember once reading from Srila Prabhupada that he said, if you are sincere, you will follow the orders of your spiritual master. And this is how he defined sincerity. And he gave an example, which I find very nice. He gave the example of a sick man who does not admit that he is sick and therefore needs the prescription of the doctor. I'm like one of these patients. It's very difficult for me to give up, to bring up the discipline to regularly take the medicine and to regularly make exercises, and so on and so forth. Only if I'm becoming really sick and I'm suffering really, and I'm seeing Sachinandan Swami, you are sick now, you have to do something to get healthy, then for some time I follow the prescriptions of the doctor. I think you are also like this, isn't it? We as devotees, we belong to the same family, we have this not very disciplined when it is a question of taking care of our bodies. We are disciplined eaters. We always come to the prasad. That's not our problem usually, but That's more or less the only discipline which we know. I wouldn't say, no, this is, I'm sorry, I must have offended you. There are other things which we also do, but for instance, we are never on time. The Hare Krishnas are never on time, only if they absolutely have to be. This is one of the areas where we might have to improve. Anyways, someone who is sincere, he understands, I am sick, actually. I am in this material world. I need the instructions of my spiritual master to become good in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, there are two kinds of instructions of the spiritual master. One is where he sees our desires are so strong to go in a certain direction that he reluctantly says yes. Or there is the instruction where we go to the spiritual master and we are really desiring to follow his instructions and we really want to make improvements in our Krishna consciousness, and then he might tell us something which we may not immediately like to hear. Like the doctor, you know, if you go to the doctor and you say, doctor, I really like, don't tell me to give up eating cakes with schlagom. This, you know, just, I think that's all right, isn't it? Or I go to another doctor, if you say that I have to give up schlagom. You know, so the doctor says, okay, but not too much, huh? Just as little as possible. And then if you go then out, and doctor said I can eat cakes with schlagom. You know, he has given me this personal instruction. To do this, then you know you know what I want to express. So to be sincere means you admit something is wrong with me and I need the guidance of the spirit of my spiritual master. Now you might ask yourself the justified question, how do I become sincere? One devotee asked this question to Prabhupada. How does one become sincere? How does one become a drunkard? Prabhupada replied. Drunkard means? Pianist. Yes, a pianist. How do you become a pianist? If you want to become a drunkard, associate with drunkards. If you want to become sincere, associate with those who are sincere. He then pointed to the section of the hall where the devotees sat. You should associate with them. See, association acts upon the heart just like it acts upon a crystal. When you put, let me say, a red telephone before a crystal, then this crystal will reflect this image. The telephone will appear inside of the crystal. In the same way, whatever you associate with, that appears inside your heart. If you are in association with serious devotees, then you also become sincere in your Krishna consciousness. Isn't it when we have in our Ljubljana temple a guest, sincere Vaishnava, who gives us instructions like Rohini Sutta Prabhu, then or Sri Vishnupad, or Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, or just if there's a very sincere Vaishnava sitting, then have you noticed in the heart some relief is coming, some inspiration is coming, some deep feeling of enthusiasm. Have you noticed? Yes? Yes. We have all noticed this. Because the heart is like a dragul. Yes, dragul, yes. Whatever we have association with, that comes at the heart. So if you want to become a drunkard, have association with other drunkards. If you want to become a sincere devotee, have association with sincere devotees. This is how you will be able to give your best and to become very determined in your spiritual life. That is necessary to understand Krishna, because here is duvigyam and duvigyam difficult to understand. So this is really everything which I wanted to discuss this morning. Do you have any question regarding these this point? Yes, please. This is discussed in great detail in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is described there that we reside in the city of 9 gates of our body. And if we understand that we are not the doers, we can reside happy in the city of 9 gates. At the same time, we are held responsible for our activities. So often the question comes up, how then, if we are not the doer, can we be held responsible? And I want to request you now to listen very carefully, since this is a very important point in our philosophy. How does an action take place? Well, first, the conditioned soul has a desire. It's a polluted desire to enjoy this world. And the super soul, who's next to the conditioned soul, becomes aware of this desire. It has been given, the explanation has been given, just like you become aware of a flower by smell, in the same way, the super soul becomes aware of your desire. Super soul is just next to you. And then, he sees that you are having this desire, and then he arranges or moves the material nature according to your desire. He just makes the arrangements. That all of a sudden, everything is there, just like you desired it. He does this through the modes of material nature. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate acharacharam. It is said that the material nature moves and works under the aksha, that is the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Have you ever noticed this? You have a certain desire. You have a certain desire, then all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where this desire can be manifest. I remember, for instance, in my childhood, I wanted so much to go to Afghanistan, you cannot imagine. I just had dreams of Afghanistan. I would go with a motor bicycle and drive through Afghanistan. Then I would be in the evening, I would go to a tent and said, Lakunoj, can I stay with you? And then the people would call me in the tent, give me some self-made bread. I was dreaming like this as a child. So one day, I was in Afghanistan. I was sitting on the floor, and around me was an angry male camel, and with all his harem, you know, he somehow didn't like that I had intruded into his kingdom, camel kingdom, and was very angry at me. And I was just sitting there, and I was afraid, but I remembered, oh, Krishna has fulfilled your desire to be in Afghanistan. Many times I have seen this in my life. That, for instance, at this particular moment, I feel very happy because I desire very strongly to go to the Holy Dham, and I know Krishna will fulfill it. He always has fulfilled when I have a strong desire to go to the Holy Dham. All of a sudden, I will find myself in the Yamuna. I know Krishna makes the arrangement. The desire is strong enough. Krishna just makes the arrangement. Sometimes I personally become very much moved how Krishna always fulfills desires. And I pray to Krishna, please let me not have the wrong desires. I've seen this sometimes, our Mataji's, they desire so strongly to get a mush. You have no idea, if you're not in the Mataji mentality, it can become so strong that this becomes like more important than anything else. And then I've seen when this happens, the desire gets strong, then Krishna makes an arrangement. You get a fresh mush from Greenland, you know. You never thought of marrying a person in Greenland, in Greenland. You don't even know where this is on the map. And then all of a sudden he's there, your fresh Greenland moosh. This is mysterious how this happened. Or I can imagine our devotees from the Transcendence group. They must have had a desire to make music, Tat Purusha, isn't it? It must have been this desire. And all of a sudden, you're in a studio and you make music like wild, isn't it? It is Krishna makes these arrangements. When I was in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, I had a leader who told us we should just write down our desires. And we had a desire book, you know, we wrote down our desires just to
fix ourselves on the desire. You know, you have to be strong if you are so mushy in your head. Mushy means, it's an American expression. It means so vague. Then it doesn't happen. But if you're very strong in the desire, it happens. So we did this. I remember we all had this desire book, and everything worked. I desired one day I will distribute 25 yoga sets. These were books. 25 times 3. Don't know how much this is. 75 maybe? Yeah. And that was very much for me. I was never so glorious as a book distributor. And I just put it on the paper and think, let's see if it works. And I really tried to desire. The next day, I was distributing 75 books. But now I don't do this any longer because I don't feel, writing down desires and fixing on it, because I feel we should not make Krishna our servant of our desires. We should do what Krishna desires. I feel this very strong. But it works. You want to try it, you can make an experiment. But again, you have to put the desire there. So this is how it works. You are responsible for these desires, for this part. So we say you are not the doer. What it means is you are not the only doer. The main doer is Krishna. But a little bit you are the doer because you are desiring. Therefore, you have two types of expressions in our philosophy. It says that you are not doing anything, the three modes of material nature are doing everything. That refers to Krishna working through the three modes of material nature. On the other hand, you have that you are responsible for your activity. What that means is you're responsible for your desires. Baladev Vidya Bhushana makes a point. If we are absolutely not the doers, then why do the Shastras tell us to do something? Why do they give instructions, for instance, to perform sacrifices to reach the heavenly planets? Yes, we can hear these instructions of the Shastras and say, yes, this is what I should do. Then the whole apparatus starts to move. I was always had difficulties to understand this point, but then when I made the study of the Bhagavad Gita, it became very apparent. When we do preaching, we always come late in the night, and sometimes we are a little hungry from the preaching, and then we eat prasadam, and then we become so tired. Anyone else? I want to thank you very much for your nice hospitality. It was a fantastic stay in the Ljubljana temple. I felt like in the kingdom of God. Nice devotees, nice atmosphere, very good prasadam. Ooh, I must have gained 5 kilos. And just wonderful preaching. We had almost every day an interview. Almost every day. Even today we will have. A reporter will ask us, what do you think of the visit of the Pope in Slovenia? We have to think about this very carefully. This evening,
go to Tribolvya, and from there continue onwards in our journey to Zagreb, and then to Hamburg, and then to Hanover, and then to Braunschweig, and other towns where we have many programs lined up for us.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitaya ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.